Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to author G.D. Grace's A Touch of Grace, Literary Magic, on Blog Talk Radio.
yes, that was the platinum seller called I Like the Way, The Kissing Game, from today's special guest today. High five. And before we get into the show, a little poetic reflection by yours truly. I sit beside you often, call upon you to conjure something beautiful and meaningful with words. I allow the nakedness of my soul to be revealed and put on display for viewing, capturing tender moments in lyrics. You are my longtime companion. I call you creativity. People of the world, I'm your host, GD. Welcome to Street Player Presents on A Touch of Grace. Today's date is April 8th, 2014. The time is 2:30 p.m. It's a beautiful spring day here in the San Francisco Bay Area. R&B music has been the pulse of the African-American community for decades. It has gotten us through some of the toughest times in our lives. And we have celebrated life in living rooms, in car stereos, on dance floors, in our times of solitude, and also in our private intimacy. Early 90s music was filled with memorable music from acts like the late Aaliyah, New Edition, Silk, Tevin Campbell, SWV, Brandy, and Jodeci, just to name a few. Originally signed to Jive Records in the late 1989, High Five was among these successful acts. And they had a number one hit on Billboard's Hot 100, and we just heard it, called I Like the Way, The Kissing Game, a catchy little number that has become part of the backdrop of an era of innocence past. Some of their other singles include I Just Can't Handle It, which was an R&B number 10, I Can't Wait Another Minute, which was pop on the pop charts at number 8, R&B number 1, and one dear to fans called Quality Time. What I like about their music is that it's clean, sincere, and real, and I'm honored to have them on the show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic, so let me see if I open the right one, ladies and gentlemen. High Five, are you there with me?
I'm here.
All right. I just had to make sure that you guys were with me. I want to thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining A Touch of Grace today. It is an honor to have you on the show. So let's kick things off with individual introductions. Who's with us today?
Okay, you have Marcus Mack Sanders, one of the originals from Waco, Texas. I'm definitely here today.
All right, Marcus. Thank you so much for joining in. Is there anyone with you today?
No one's with me. I'm assuming they should be trying to chime in. They just told me that they were calling, and I don't know if they know how.
Okay, let me just see. Hey, is there anybody else from High Five with us today?
Yeah. Hello?
Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
Who is
Shannon
this?
Shannon Gill.
All right, Shannon Gill. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm blessed, my brother. Thanks for having us.
Hey, no. Thank you for joining the show. It's an honor to have you on.
Got my man Tristabrio up in the house, too.
Yeah.
All right, Tristan. Hey, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
You got three of us today.
All right, that sounds fantastic. So I hear a little kickback, a little echo. I'm not sure if somebody's listening on the computer.
Hello?
Okay. All right, I'm here. Okay. So that echo seems to be like it's going to be.
Yeah.
So if someone's on listening on the computer, then it's probably feeding back.
Right.
Well, I'm not on the computer.
No.
It sounds like it's you, though, Trust.
It sounds like it's me.
Yeah. Because when you talk, you echoing.
All right. So what? So I hang up.
Can you mute it? Just mute it and let's see if it's you.
Okay. All right, so now we're on with Shannon.
Marcus?
No, I think it's Marcus.
Yeah,
Marcus. Yeah. Here, let me try to open it up again. Hold on.
Unmuted.
Gotta love show business,
I gotta tell you.
Yeah. That echo is coming from the 718-602.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Can I call back?
Yeah, just call back into the show.
All right, I'm going to hang up and call back, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All right. Okay, so it's just us. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to, move ahead, and as soon as I see them pop up on the board again, I'm going to go ahead and open up their mic. So I guess the person that we have with us right now is Marcus. So, Marcus, can you tell us where you grew up and how you got into the music business?
Yeah, I grew up in Waco, Texas, and it was a group out of Waco, Texas, actually, that signed to Jive before us, and I had a family member that was involved in the group. It's called Adore. They'd done R&B, and one of the members of Adore, he was a producer, and he and Tony had done music, and they were in talent shows years before all of us were together. So he went back and kind of got Tony, and we formed a group around Tony's vocals, and that's pretty much how we got started.
Hello?
Okay. All right. So we've got the other fellas that joined us now. So the echo is gone. And so what I was just asking Marcus, fellas, I was just asking each member to introduce themselves and to tell us where they grew up and how they got into the music industry.
All right. Well, my name is Tristan talking. One other member of the High Five, only member from New York area, Bronx. And, they were looking, I got into the group, they were looking for another singer, and, they was auditioning, and I happened to be blessed and fortunate to be the one that was picked for the job pretty much, and, I've been there ever since.
All right, well,
this is your boy.
Go ahead, Shannon.
I was going to say, this is your boy, Shannon Gill, Waco, Texas. Class of 1992, late. You know, my introduction pretty much came as pretty much you can just say having a great friend in Tony Thompson, you know, always being there, supporting, and then pretty much when that tragic situation, unfortunate, that happened with my man Roderick Pooh Clark, when, you know, he was, you know, in that accident, pretty much, you know, the whole group was in that accident. But, you know, that pretty much brought, you know, paved the way, opened the door for me to fill the shoes for him. You know, Pooh would always still be he's always a part of this, even though he's not here. You know, we love our man, it's our brother. But that pretty much was my introduction. And then, you know, Tom was just like, come on, man, we need man down. And then, I'm with it.
All
God
right,
is good.
Right. Well, you know what? He is good. And I was listening to Sugar's show yesterday with you on it. And one thing that I found you to be, and I'm so glad I joined that show, is that you guys are just really some nice guys. And I'm just glad that you're still in the business. So we talked a little bit about the untimely death of Tony Thompson. So can you describe how the decision was made to move forward with the group?
Well, this is Marcus speaking. It was really difficult. I'll tell you that it was really difficult. But my man Tristan Irby, you know, he had a vision, and, you know, he came with some ideas, and it made sense for us, you know, to continue the name, our legacy, and to continue to give our fans the music. So, you know, with his dreams and ideas, you know, it gave us a ground to be able to continue. And, you know, once we all came to terms, it sounded right, and it seemed right for us to continue our legacy of the group and to keep Tony Thompson's name in our memory, you know, and in our hearts. So give respect to Tristan and a lot of props to my man for keeping us alive.
Already. Perseverance, baby, because I'm not going to lie, after that situation happened with Tone, I was just so crushed. And it's like I was just with Tone the day before and how he was speaking on, you know, how, man, me and Trust, we've been chopping it up, we could do this. And, you know, he had me so motivated and crunk. And then when that situation happened, it's like, oh, my God. It still hurts today, you know, thinking about it. But then, you know, that's why I salute my man Tress, because I'm not going to lie, I pretty much put music on the back burner, you know, my life. I wasn't even trying to hear music. You know, my man was gone. But my man Tristan, you know, man's never given up, man. I salute you, my brother, you know. And then him and Matt called me, you know, hey, man, what's up? Let's do this. Keep this legacy alive. And, you know, I'm with it, brother. Let me get my boots suited and booted. I'm ready to go.
You know, I think that's what the courage comes from in living life, is when something tragic like that happens, you know, we could either wallow in self-pity and go down, or we could live the way our loved one would want us to live if they could talk to us. You know what I'm saying? So the untimely death of young entertainers like Tupac, Aaliyah, Left Eye, Biggie, did you ever in your wildest dreams believe that death would touch High Five?
Wow. Never. I mean, even still to this day, and it'll be 7 years this June, it's still unbelievable. Like, sometimes, you know, you wake up and you think, it can't be true. It can't be true. So, no, I never in my wildest dreams imagined we would have to deal with that.
Word. I just seeing us all growing old together.
Right. I hear you. I know the feeling. I lost a friend of mine the same way, you know, with drugs. He got a bullet shot to the head, and he was never the same and altered his personality. So what you guys were able to do and pick up and rise from the ashes, despite, you know, losing Tony, I think that shows a lot of how you guys are and how you know how to persevere to keep it moving. So for the listeners today, who were the original members of High Five?
The original members were myself, Marcus Sanders, Tony Thompson, Roderick Clark, Russell Neal, and Toriano Easley. We were the five original members, and we lost Toriano with an unfortunate situation, and Treston replaced Toriano early in our careers, and it was pretty much Treston, and a few other defaults happened, and it caused us to have to replace members. But yeah, there's quite a few of us along the catalog, I tell you.
Yeah. It just says that, you know, High Five was more of a spirit, you know, than actual members of the group. So,
amen.
You know,
I like that.
Yeah, you know. So the question is for the new members. How difficult was it to step into the footsteps of a platinum-selling R&B group?
Oh, I knew pretty much for myself when I got in the game. It's like, I was just so excited at first because it's like it just happened so fast. I'm in a house frying some pork chops, fussing after the kids. I sit down, and then I get a knock at the door talking about, hey, what's up? Check out this book. You know, it's on a video shoot. I'm like, well, it's going to be nice, man. Y'all better do y'all thing. They was like, no, man, we want you to come to New York too. I'm like, huh? It's like, yeah, we want you to be down, be a part of this. And I was like, whoa. So, you know, here I am. This is a ship that's already sailing. You know, High Five. Everybody knows High Five, you know. I'm just excited, so I know I don't have time to be all crump like that, so I just, you know, put my game face on and stay focused and just, you know, I'm pretty much having good group members, Marcus and Treston and Tony, of course, you know, they pretty much showed me the ropes and I just followed their lead.
Brotherhood to the first power.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to.
What are your fondest memories of Tony?
Wow,
I mean, out.
Too many, bro.
Too many. I mean, out fishing, eating summer sausage. just so many good times. You know, it's just hard to just pinpoint one.
Yeah, this is Marcus speaking. Like, we do have so many. I don't know. This is one I share quite often. But when we were first on our very first tour, we were still new to the game, and Tony and I decided to leave the hotel and go and walk into a fast food restaurant where the fans were. And it was quite an experience. The fans recognized who we were, and we had to run. And we kind of got ahead of the fans, and we hid under a truck until they passed. That's one fun memory that I have, and we talk about it all the time afterwards. But yeah, we didn't know any better, and I guarantee you, we won't do that again.
Yeah, you know, fans are something else. I tell you, that's why people don't realize fan is short for fanatic. So
yeah.
Fans are.
Then I remember, I was going to share one of my Halloween stories. I was, you know, staying with Tone's house, and it's pretty much, and I'm just getting in a group, so, you know, I'm always game for whatever. So, you know, we sitting in the house, and Kenlock, who's our manager at the time, he's like, no, y'all can't go anywhere. And then, you know, Tone wanting to go to this party in Dallas. I'm like, you know, so we go upstairs, and Tone's like, he opens up the closet with a whole old High Five outfits and stuff. He's like, come on, Gil, you put this on. and I'm going to put this on, and we're going to call a cab. So, and we did that, man. We bailed out the back door and went and had a great time. I think
yeah,
I had on one of Marcus's outfits.
You know, it's funny. It's like when you mention outfits, because I know the Jacksons had them, Commodores, you know, many of the great Earth, Wind, and Fire have these outfits that, you know, fit the era and the time. So so the question that I have for you guys is, do you guys still dress alike when you're on stage?
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. We're somewhat uniform. You know, he might have on this kind of vest or have on this kind of vest, but, you know, at the end of the day, we all had on vests or something, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, pretty,
yeah. Well, we
Preston's
do.
Been pretty much choreographing us. Preston's been putting it down, you know. He got space, so, you know, we got some nice stuff going down now.
I mean, we try to make sure that, you know what I'm saying, we continue to try to do the same thing that High Five always been doing. And we, like, always really had, you know, our own individuality, but we still had, like, the same type clothes on as well. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't
right,
just,
right.
You know, everybody just calling their own stuff, you know what I mean? We was, you know, like a group, man. The way we, when we first came out, you know, in late 89, 90s, you know, that's what was in. That's what they was doing. That's what, you know.
That's right.
When you see, when you seen it, when you seen four or five guys just saying, you knew that that was the group.
Man,
you know,
they get your attention.
Right. There was no second guess at who was the group. It was, that gotta be it. You know what I'm saying? So we still try,
yeah,
to, we still try to do that. Even New Edition, they do the same thing too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, when they on the stage, they wear the same stuff. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, and we always look up to New Edition. You know what I'm saying? Individuals and as a group. So, you know, just try to stay with the times, man. Back then, and when you see us on stage now, we just want to bring everybody to that place where, you know, where were you guys when y'all heard this song? You know what I'm saying? All the way down to clothes. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I just want it to be a nice experience for everyone, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You guys are doing a fabulous job. You're representing quality music, and that's a good thing. That's always a good thing. Quality music is timeless. I mean, I remember when I started promoting the show and I started playing the Kissing Game. Man, you guys have so many fans, so much love out there for what you do, and I want to share something with you. One of your fans said that there was a line guys would use in high school days to show the girl that they, and it came from High Five, and they would look the girl in the eye and say, when my pager goes off, I'll ignore it, knowing the only reason they were ignoring it was because it was one of their other chicks. They thought they were slick, and so Anoit Asher says her favorite song by you is called Quality Time. So whenever it is played on the radio, it really makes her very nostalgic.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Glad to put it in a good place.
Almost definitely. All right. So there really were no formal auditions held. You guys just knew somebody that would be right for the part. You called him up. He was up in there cooking pork chops, and next thing you know, he was recording with you.
Pretty much. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's as simple as it gets. Yeah.
Yeah. Something else funny. I interviewed DJ Pizzo, who is the DJ for E-40 and Too Short. And when I posted the PR for the show, he said, man, when we were out on tour with High Five, boy, I got some stories to tell. So how is it being on tour? I don't know what it was. He didn't elaborate. But what is life like on the road?
Well, I will say this, that, you know, in our younger days, the stories probably were a little more hysterical. I definitely will say that, you know, and it's one thing, like, when you're new to the road, obviously everything is new and you don't have any boundaries. But now that we're mature and we've had a number of experiences, it's a little more subtle. I mean, we have our moments, but, you know, as a group, we like to enjoy ourselves and have a good time, you know, and that's what it's about, enjoying the music.
You know, what I also like about you guys is how you step together, because some groups have a real hard time staying together, like you're in Vogue, and, you know, there's one member that's always leaving. But then there are groups like the Whispers and Heatwave and these Pioneers that in spite of a member, whatever they're going through in life, be it substance abuse, whatever it is, they wind up making sure that that member is taken care of. So would you say that it's because of that brotherhood that you guys stay as long as you do?
I definitely would say that. I mean, you know, it just comes from respecting each other as people, you know, and I will say that the business has its ways of, you know, interrupting people's friendships, and it causes a lot of uneasiness. But, you know, I think with us, we've been through so much, you know,
that
you know, that's all we know how to do is run as a family. We're all family-oriented people, so we treat each other with respect, and that's how we do it. You got to put God first in every situation.
All for one and one for all.
So, amen. Amen.
All right. Well, but this is why you guys are together. In all honesty, like I said before, the spirit of the group. I remember watching the miniseries about the Temptations and what happened with David Ruffin, how his head got so swollen. And then in addition to that, you have the drugs and everything that play a factor that it just kind of distorts, you know, reality, that it's really about the group and not about the individual person. So how do you avoid the pitfalls of the industry?
Well, I mean, you can't really avoid it, you know. You just got to, like Martha said, you know, you just got to pray and keep God first. And try to stay as humble as possible and share the family and treat everybody accordingly, because everybody is different. You know what I'm saying? You got to treat everybody as individuals and you know, you got to be as nice as you possibly can to people's feelings. You know, it's a whole bunch of things to make it happen. You know what I mean?
Because the devil going to be working.
Oh, yeah, he's always working.
Yeah, he's always working. Especially,
and we shake some off.
So this is a question I have. You guys are real cool. This is a question I have about the 90s era in music. Which tour did you have the most fun on?
All of them.
Good answer.
All of them.
So much fun, man. Too many memories. All of the chapters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
I mean,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, each one has is in the, you know, individual memories, but once again, we made the best of every moment, you know, happy to be doing music and happy to be doing something positive, you know, and that's where we always stayed. So I'm sure we made a lot of memories, I guarantee you.
So when you're on, so I'm pretty sure you have, and you definitely did. And so when you're talking about chemistry in a group, recording is one thing, okay, because you have the studio. But when you're out on the stage, do you guys kind of play off of each other, or are you guys just so in sync that you know what the other one is going to do and you follow suit?
It's all of the above. You know, we play off each other.
Yeah.
We know what each other is going to do. You know, it depends on the moment. You know what I mean? It's just a feel to
the moment.
It's that vibe, it's that feel to it, you know?
You
can't explain it. You really can't explain it.
Yeah, just with the moment.
Okay, cool. And so when we're talking about recording, who are some of the producers in the past that you've worked with, and who's currently doing the writing and producing for High Five now?
Well, of course, we worked with, you know, famous producers. Teddy Riley, Robert Kelly,
Joe,
Timmy Allen, Joe. Yeah, go ahead, Gil.
Not getting it. Who else was
Say?
Art and Rhythm. Some great guys.
Yeah, Art and Rhythm. Yeah, there it is. Eric Foster White. You know, it's a number of them definitely that we work. And no disrespect to any of them that we didn't name.
Yeah,
we
true blessings.
Right
true
now.
Blessings.
All of our producers were good, and today we have a number of new producers. I'll let Tristan inform you on that one.
Yeah, okay. We have some new producers that we're working with. We have Chanel Red, her production team, who done Mary J, Beyonce, and did some stuff with Tyrese as well. Also, High Five as a whole has been doing a lot of production and writing on this as well. And, you know, we have a lot of up-and-coming producers that we're working with. We have O'Shea Hunter, who did some stuff with Joe, who did some stuff with Hollis Brown as well. And we have some in-house stuff coming on, too, coming straight out of Bronx Most Wanted Entertainment Camp. So, you know, we're cranking them out.
All right, well, that's a good thing. And so what I'd like to do for the listeners today is I'd like to play them the song that Anoint Asher mentioned. It's called Quality Time. So that'll give you guys a little break, and then we'll come back to the interview and we'll get into the final questions of the show. So do you guys mind listening to one of your own?
You want to introduce the song?
Yeah, the song is called Quality Time. And
oh, okay.
So would you guys... Okay. All right. So kick back and relax for a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and let this play over the air for the fans of High Five, okay?
Okay.
You mean the fans?
Right.
Hey,
yeah.
Yo, fellas, I gotta make a run. I'm kind of over my limit. Is it going to be okay for y'all to finish it?
All righty.
Okay. I got
right,
you. I love y'all, man.
I love you, too.
All right, thanks for joining the show. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into Quality Time. Marcus had to leave, but we still have Treston, and we also have Shannon with us, and then we're going to ask some final questions for the interview in addition to finding out what the new work is that they have out. So everyone listening, this is Quality Time by High Five.
Girl, when my angel goes on,
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We just got through hearing Quality Time by the group who is visiting us today. It's the platinum-selling R&B group, High Five, and I'm just so grateful that they joined A Touch of Grace today. So we're going to go ahead and turn back to the interview. And the people that we are talking to right now from the group are Treston and Shannon Gill. So, Shannon, all right, the final question that I would like to ask is, what is it like performing the old song versus the new song?
Oh, man, some throwbacks, the oldies but goodies, the great memories that, I mean, shoot, the ones you can't go wrong with. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, for one, just to get an opportunity just to get back up there, just to perform and do what we love to do. And to sing, you know, those throwbacks take you places that sometimes, you know, they can get you emotional, especially when you're on stage and you're always used to seeing Tone right up there delivering it. But, you know, God is good still, you know, and doing the new stuff, you know, it's just, excuse me?
No, that's what I say. God is good.
Hello?
Yes, sir, all the time.
Hello? So,
hey, we're here.
Just to elaborate on what Gil was saying, it's like, you know, the new stuff that we're doing, you know, it doesn't take anything away from the throwback, because you can't touch the throwback, because the throwback is the throwback. Those are what made us the God. But the new music, all we have to do is try it hard as, you know, to continue to give good music and let the fans do what they do. And, you know, we want to make sure that we stay in the realm of what High Five used to do. You know, we don't want to, you know, come out sounding all different from what the fans, you know, may not be used to. So we put a lot of that stuff, a lot of that in our thought process. Start of a corner to record all of our new material. So we think that we're on the right path. This is that, you know, people heard. They said that they like it. And the fans like, you know, our newest song called Faded Girl that we had up there at Blackboard, the girl number 37 on the Urban HD chart. So that's a good, that's good to do that. You know, to come back on a new single after all these years, but to go 37, I mean, that's, you know, on an independent label, that's a big deal for us. So we're really excited about that. So we're looking forward, you know, to the summertime when we drop our brand new song.
All right. Well, I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing out there. You know, all the love and support and the positive vibes for a successful continuance of High Five. And so we have, I'm going to try to take a call from one of your fans. Do you mind?
I'm sorry?
I want to take a call from one of your fans. Do you mind?
No, of course not. No.
Okay. All right, here we go. 510-325, you are on with GD and High Five. Do you have a question?
Oh, hello. How are you guys?
Hey,
beautiful.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, I'm good. I'm glad to see you guys are back with the new song, and I really like it.
Hey.
I would love for you guys to come to the Bay Area. Do you have any tour dates on hand?
We're trying to come to the Bay Area, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
that's
what it's about. Shout out to the Bay Area. Listeners, you know, get at your 917-351-4799.
Brothers,
all the promoters, so we can come out there through the show for the fans.
Take these oldie
spaghetti
to you.
Oh, that's good. We would definitely love to see you.
I mean,
let us bring this grown and sexy down there to you.
You know, so
oh, good, because the grown and sexy is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys made
right.
My day.
Well, you made my day.
No doubt. Okay.
All right. That is so cool. So how does it feel for you to be so loved by your fans? What does that feel like for you? Because she was really happy to talk to you guys. So what does that feel like for you guys?
That's a blessing.
Yeah, man, it's everything.
It's just a blessing.
That's what it's all about, man. That's why we do it, man.
That's it.
Make them happy. Make our fans happy. We don't even call them fans anymore. We call them friends.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. Right there, what you just witnessed while we do it.
Well, you know what's funny, and I don't know if you guys could hear, if you go back and listen to the recording, as soon as the fan got on or your friend got on, you guys just lit up. And I think that's what makes you so special, because you're so accessible. And so I don't want to spend too much more of your time. So for the final question, I would like to ask, what is your new CD going to be called, and when will it be available?
All right. Well, we're looking for the new CD to be out in the summertime. We don't know what date. We don't have a date yet. But we're definitely going to have it coming out within the summertime. And we have a lot of things growing as well. Make sure you guys pay attention to the next episode, the next season of Unsung. You may want to check that out. That's all I'm saying. You may want to check it out. That's all I'm saying. And, you can catch us on our social media, which is everything is official high five, all one word, for our Twitter, Instagram, and our Facebook. Everything is official high five, one word. And like I said, guys, pay attention to the next episode of Unsung. I'll let your boys or the promoters be ready.
Hit.
You know what I'm saying? Be ready. Dot 17. Dot 17.9. Don't say we didn't give y'all the number.
Okay. Well, I definitely have the number.
Call me now.
I'll still PR this show after, and we'll see what we can do about getting you fellas to the Bay Area. TV One Unsung is a favorite of mine. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and get some thank yous out the way. I want to give a special thanks out to Yvette Brown and Extravagant Entertainment and my friend Wayne Barros over at World Media for making the interview possible with High Five. And a special shout-out to
you. Thank you, Yvette. Thank you, Yvette. Thank you, Wayne.
And Luther Aaron and Mr. Cray has the fans of TV One Unsung. They actually let me PR this show on their Facebook fan page. So you definitely got a lot of love and support out there. And are there any final words that you would like to leave the fans with today?
I just want to give a big shout out to our management. You know what I'm saying? Debbie Eagles, who's always making things happen. Appreciate you, Mom.
Yeah, and I want to give a shout out to all the fans out there,
all of y'all,
all the fans for doing what they're doing, what y'all do, and showing us all the good support, and continue to follow us, continue to, you know, watch out for us, man, because we're back and we're ready, man, we're really ready.
And shout out to every DJ, everybody out there that bumps High Five in the club, the crib, wherever. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate the love. We love you. And just looking forward to coming to your city. So call that number Tristan gave y'all with.
917-751-4799.
Tell them, Tristan. Yeah.
917-917-917-751-4799.
And the grown and sexy is coming.
917-751-4799. Let's go, Bay Area.
Yeah, let's go, buddy. Let's go, world.
All right. Well, I have to tell you right now, I want to thank you fellas for being on the show today. You guys are just fantastic. Fantastic, and we want to always be supporting you guys however we can. And it says here, tell Trey, okay, Mr. PR. That was from Yvette Brown. So anyway, we lost the fellas, but the show is pretty much over. I just want to thank High Five for joining A Touch of Grace today. It's been a fantastic ride. The upcoming shows for the week are Mr. Zay will join us to discuss some R&B soul on Thursday the 10th. This Friday coming up, an author by the name of Clayton Jones talks about his book, Who Else Could It Be But God? And then final on Saturday, we have author Janae Marie of JM Publications who will join us to discuss her book, Flirting with Temptation, and Daddy's Home. So once again, this episode would not have been made possible without my friend over at Extravagant Entertainment, Miss Yvette Brown. Thank you, girl. I really appreciate you. And for the fans of A Touch of Grace, here's one little piece that I always like to give. High Five is definitely a fixture of what perseverance you can achieve through loss. You could still rise up and still find joy in life. If you're not loving yourself right now, figure out what's wrong. Learn to love yourself because you know what? GD loves you very much. You take care. Thanks for tuning in.